USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As the White House and House Democrats work towards a deal on an economic stimulus bill, there is some pushback from some Republican senators, calling the plan too expensive. But White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany tells Fox News she believes those senators will eventually fall in line.
I believe Senate Republicans would ultimately come along with what the president wants. The president noted that yesterday, too. We believe Senate Republicans are not what's blocking this. It is Democrats. You look at both sides. One side has been moving, and it has been the Republican side, moving to $1.6 trillion, moving to $1.8, giving more school funding than they asked for. Nancy Pelosi is sitting staunchly in, I don't know if she's in her salon these days or back in Congress, sitting staunchly in her position, not moving towards us. The American people deserve better.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin are set to continue talks this week on a deal to reconcile the House's $2.2 trillion bill and the administration's $1.8 trillion counteroffer. This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil. A has-been. Full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership, competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.